Girls, I hope you have followed the lesson so far. Now, we shall study about the impact of the barbarian invasions. The barbarian invasions weakened the authority of the Roman rulers. Trade declined. There was also the rise and spread of feudalism across Europe that lasted many years. We now come to the rise of feudalism on page 12. The Roman Empire became very weak. The kings gave lands to the nobles, and in return, the nobles gave protection to the kings. The kings became the lords, and the nobles became their vassals. Vassal here means a man promised to fight for the king. In return, he got a piece of land. Study the diagram and you will understand. Let us continue, children. In 395 CE, please mark the date, the Roman Empire was split into two parts, the Eastern Roman Empire and the Western Roman Empire. The Western Roman Empire came to an end due to various invasions, but the Eastern Roman Empire, now known as Byzantine, survived for 1,000 years. It had many factors for that. One of them was good rulers. One such ruler was Justinian I. After his death, the empire was attacked and ended. Please read the details. We go to page 13 and study about the Crusades. The Turks captured Jerusalem and threatened the Christians. The Christians now felt that their religion was in danger, so they went on a holy war or a crusade to recapture Jerusalem from the Turks. Let us study the impact of the Crusades. The Crusades increased the Pope's authority. The Christians came to know about the cultural and the scientific progress of the Greeks and the Turks. The Crusades increased trade between Asia and Europe. We end this chapter with monasteries and their impact. Monasteries were the residence of the monks. Nuns lived in convents. Some famous monks were Saint Francis, Saint Benedict, and Saint Augustine. The monasteries played a very important role, following the points in your textbook. Monks traveled and spread the message of Jesus. The monks made manuscripts and imparted education. Their motto was service to society. They served the people in many ways. They treated the sick. They gave food and shelter to travelers. In this way, they carried on the spread of Christianity. We come to the end of this chapter. Please read every detail of the lesson so you are able to answer the questions.